Welcome! Welcome to the Get Up Power Hour! Bam! I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a chainsaw on a Christmas tree lot, baby. Chopping them down! Woo! Here we are, 1520 WCHE! Watching! How you doing, Get Up Army? It's the greatest day of your life. It's the greatest hour of radio for attitude, mindset, perspective, positivity, everything you want to get you going where you need to go, whether that's smashing your goals right through that glass ceiling or it's just taking your first step out of bed. What's up, fam? Hey, we showed up to win today. We didn't just show up to be mediocre. We just didn't show up to exist. We didn't show up for our next meal, next break. No, you're much better than that. And if you're tuning into this, I want to welcome you. Whether you are one of the soldiers in the Get Up Army or you are brand new, every Thursday from 1 to 2, right here on 1520 WCHE, watchie, we drop it like it's hot. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, and I want to invite you to follow me out on all your social media platforms like Instagram, Facebook, Snapchat, Twitter. I'm out there on YouTube. You can even check out markhayford.com. And I got two of my number one books out there. You can also pick them up on Amazon. Hey, check it out, fam. Stocking stuffer, right? Yeah, you might want to get it in soon if you're thinking of that. And you could DM me, PM me, and you could even email me, and I will get back to you personally. And that's at getup@markhayford.com. Remember, guys, it's Mark with a C. It's my mom wanted to forever torture me when I go into Starbucks. But it's Mark Hayford, Mark with a C. And, yo, if you love the Get Up Power Hour and you're like, bruh, I need more. I need more than just an hour of this every single day. Every day. It's so aggressive, but that's what we do. We play all out. Every single day we have the Get Up podcast, which I personally drop at 5 a.m. You can listen to it every time. We have over 215 podcasts in the chamber, and there's one for every day. So it follows my second book, 365 Days of Encouraging You to Attack Life. Basically, I want you to show up and beat the snot out of life. That's what I want. I don't want you sitting back, holding back, waiting for permission. I want you to make the difference. I want you to be the difference because that's what it takes sometimes. And hey, today we got some hot stuff and I want you to dream and I want you to dream big. And I'm going to be joined in just a little bit here by a very special guest who went from potentially the poor house to the big house, baby, just because this person wasn't afraid to play all out. Yeah, that's right. I'm getting an inventor of one of the hottest toys of 2019 that are just infiltrating stores internationally, inter-freaking-nationally right now. And I'm going to bring that person on in just a bit. But in the meantime, I want to talk to you, and I want to get your head right, because this is not just another like, yeah, you're just listening to a radio show. No. This isn't just supposed to be a radio show. This is supposed to be life-changing. This is what we do. This is why we show up. This is how we play all out. So I want to ask you a question. My question is, what happened? Like, what happened? What happened to you? Okay, because you remember when you were young? Remember when you were a little kid, there was no boundaries, there were no rules, you were limitless, you were invincible. What happened? Did like life get in the way? Did you get punched in the face? Did you get knocked down? Was it hashtag adulting? You know, were there too many bills? Did somebody put out your light? Did somebody put out your flame? Did somebody tell you to stop being so unrealistic? I mean, did somebody tell you just to, I don't know, be realistic? I hate... All right, my son corrects me when I say that, because that's a strong word there, folks. I dislike strongly and discourage being realistic. Realistic sucks. It really does. Realistic is boring. Realistic is limited. Realistic is like everybody else. Realistic does not impress. Realistic does not win awards. Realistic doesn't break records. Realistic is basic. Do you want to be basic? Because if you play realistic, realistic is going to keep you mediocre. Like oatmeal. It's not good. It's not bad. It's just there. You want to be just there? I want you to get unrealistic. I want you to start getting a little crazy. Because unrealistic got me into professional wrestling. being unrealistic got me to the level of WWE in professional wrestling. Unrealistic helped me become an author. Unrealistic helped me become a best-selling author. Twice! I mean, come on. Unrealistic. You want to get raw? Do you want to get real? Like, do you want me just to, like, raw? Just realistic, okay, was the little boy who was growing up in North Jersey who was enamored with radio and now is talking to you hosting the Get Up Power Hour. Because you got a dream and you got to fight for the dream. Because once you have a goal, it makes people around you uncomfortable and here comes the crap. And you got to learn to fight through it. Unrealistic is exciting. Unrealistic inspires. Unrealistic blows past barriers. Unrealistic wins championships. Unrealistic shows others what is possible. Unrealistic changes lives. Unrealistic changes the world. I want to read you a great quote. Great quote. Being realistic is the most commonly traveled road to mediocrity. It's pretty cool, right? You know who said that? Philly's own Will Smith. Chill, Will. My buddy Sam met Will Smith back in, like, talking late 80s, early 90s. You know, like the summer, summer, summertime. Like that whole, that jam, right? DJ Jazzy Jeff, chicka chicka chong. He met him in the park in Philly, and he said, yo, man, can I get your autograph? And Will Smith signed it. Chill, Will. How cool is that? And the dude's amazing, right? So he's top TV star, Grammy Award winning, former best-selling hip-hop artist, one of the most paid leading men as a Hollywood actor, right? Tons of top box office smashes. Now, if you do some digging and you fall down the rabbit hole on YouTube, you're going to find out that Chill Will is like one of the greatest motivational minds of all time. Like, you see one of his videos, you're going to want to save the whales, fight off aliens, and I don't know. Like, I'll save you the trouble of connecting to Wi-Fi or finding a hotspot to quote him. This is another great quote. I found this on YouTube. He says, quote, there's a certain delusional quality that all successful people have to have. This is Will Smith. You have to believe that something different than what has happened for the last 50 million years of history. You have to believe that something different can happen. But most people don't. Too many people are so realistic these days. Yawn, boring, realistic. We play it safe, right? You know, we like to stay in the lines. We do what we're told. We don't want to ask questions or make waves. Not make waves. I'm saying, let's create a freaking tsunami. Do you remember the guy who, you remember that guy who played it safe? No, me neither. Nobody there, because you just won't, right? You know, I'm not saying, like, be reckless here, but I'm saying do something that matters. Make a statement. Be the impact. Then you have to rise above the norm. Creating something that matters, making a statement, and being the impact just doesn't grow on trees. It's rare. And why is it rare? Okay. Let's get psycho. Let's analyze this. Why is that not rare? Why don't more people do it? It's the same reason. Look, I do school. I'm a motivational speaker. I go into schools, businesses, locker rooms, sports teams, whatever, conferences. I talk to so many kids in schools, and it's the same reason why most kids in schools are not going to raise their hands in class. And it's exactly why many adults won't ask questions or speak up in a group or business meeting. Because you got to step out from the crowd. And then that judge-free zone, it's a farce. It does not exist. There is no judge-free zone because, like it or not, we are all, unfortunately, consciously or unconsciously judging each other. And everybody's worried about what's going to be thought about them or what's going to be said about them. And it's seriously, it's extreme with kids. Guys, I go into the schools and I literally promote that it's so important to be different. I ask them, how boring would it be if this, how boring, you know, where we live and how we interact. It would just be so doldrum if we all walked, talked, thought the same. So how would it be if we all looked the same? What if you all looked like me, right? Bald with a face for radio, right? I know, it's creepy, it's odd, whatever. But I get ews from the little kids and bruh from the older ones, right? But then they're picking up what I'm putting down to get the point, okay? One time I was in a Catholic school, this actually happened, and I asked, how boring would it be if we all dressed the same? In a Catholic school. Dummy! But nobody's perfect, okay? And And they, you know, that's what I'm saying. And they got my point. And the point is, we can all get better. So we weren't created to be mediocre, and you didn't appear here by accident, regardless of what your parents say. And you definitely weren't created to be lazy and unproductive, although they make it so easy today. You're special, okay? You're one of a kind. There's not another you. You have imperfections. Own them. You are weird. Embrace it. You're purposely designed and wired different than any other human being. Normal sucks, and let's face it, you are not normal. That's a good thing. Congratulations. Hallelujah. Bang a gong. Let's get it on. In you, there is something, and it's deep in there. No, I'm not talking about your intestines. I'm talking about your crazy, or whatever you want to call it. If you want to level up, you need to go to that deep, creative place inside of you. So focus and let that crazy out. How about this quote? You might know this one. Quote, here's to the crazy ones, the misfits, the rebels, the troublemakers, the round pegs in the square holes, the ones who see things differently. They're not fond of rules because the ones who are crazy enough to think they can change the world are the ones who do. You heard that. That's Steve Jobs. Steve freaking Jobs. Did you pay attention to that quote? Steve Jobs said, the ones who are crazy enough to think that they can change the world are the ones who do. He didn't say the ones who are crazy enough but want to wait to see if the other people approve first. He definitely didn't say the ones who are crazy enough but will overthink it until they eventually do nothing. He spoke of rebels, round pegs and square holes, the ones who see things differently. His business started in a garage. Apple started in a freaking garage in the 1970s, and now his legacy, it's turned MacBook Pro, iPhone, and beyond him. Listen to that guy, right? I mean, I would. And unfortunately, I've never met the man, but I'm pretty sure Mr. Jobs wasn't talking about like Van Halen trashing a hotel room kind of crazy, or Eagles fans burning down the streets of Philadelphia when they won the Super Bowl kind of crazy. I'm thinking he meant going against the grain, playing way beyond mediocre and unleashing your special gift with laser beam focus kind of crazy. Or they'll call you crazy because you're stepping out from the crowd. So I'm certain we're talking about that type of crazy that shreds the word that I cannot stand, which is realistic. I'm very much appreciating unrealistic. Most are going to blur crazy and unrealistic together, because when you're unrealistic, you have a crazy idea, that's everybody else setting a limit for what they think is possible for you. And I'm screaming at you and sweating because I mean every word I'm saying. So the crazy and unrealistic is where all good stuff comes from. And I'm about to get crazy here, because when we come back after the break, I'm going to share with you a very crazy story with a very unrealistic superstar, and I want to share it with all my delusional square peg and round hole rebel type of friends right out here in the Get Up Army. So don't be leaving. Don't even get your popcorn. You just sit right there, because when we come back, I am going to be bringing on the local inventor of the hottest toy of this year, Angie Sella. Don't move, Get Up Army. We're coming right back in a second, and we're going to rock your socks right here on WCHE. Here on 1520 WCHE with the Get Up Power Hour. I'm Mark Hayford, and we're drinking out of the fire hose right here on Thursday, December 12th. Greatest hour of your life. What's up, Get Up Army? I hope you're having an awesome week, right? Hey, we're ramping up for Christmas time. Everybody's buying stuff, running in 50 directions. Well, stop, because I got a guest sitting right here in the studio with me. I am so excited to share her with the world, because not of just what she has, but because of why she has it, how she did it. And you want to talk about a success story which is ridiculously off the charts. Let me introduce to you guys single mom of four who is now the inventor of the hottest toy of the 2019 year. It is the Blinger. Ladies and gentlemen, all the way from Delaware, my friend, your friend, and soon to be your favorite toy maker, Angie Sella.
Yay! Woo!
What's up, Angie?
Oh my gosh. Hi, Mark.
High five. Welcome
you're
to
awesome.
The studio.
Well, Mark with a C.
Mark with a C, yo. You know, apparently you're awesome because you created something which now apparently is going to be your legacy.
Yeah.
And you're going to have it forever. And I just love, from the time that I heard about this,
yeah,
I was very interested in watching the journey. And I would love for you to kind of share with what's going on. So first of all,
yeah,
we have thousands of listeners here on 1520 WCHE for the Get Up Power Hour.
I was hoping you only had a few, but that's fine.
Like, there's probably more than five or six, but we'll just, for your sake, yes.
Okay.
For the two friends
that's
listening
how I'm
at home.
I'm going to imagine it.
Right. For my mom, wife, and maybe your kids listening right now. Okay.
Right.
We'll just pretend that. You and me are talking here. What is this product that you have? What is a Blinger?
Okay. Well, the Blinger came to me in a dream, and basically in my dream I was using a flat iron, and gems were being placed in my hair.
Gems placed in your hair?
Yes.
With a flat iron looking thing?
Yes.
Okay.
And I remembered the dream the next morning, which, you know, never happens, but I did. And I was so excited about it. And that was in November 2014. And I was ready to go. I threw some rhinestones in my daughter's hair. And I said, go play. Let's see if they fall out. And they didn't. And thankfully, it was safe adhesive. We use an actual safe adhesive for it's specific for hair now. But mm-hmm. I was really worried when I went to take them out that it would damage her hair. And
that your daughter would look like me and we'd be rocking the bald
that's
look?
That's right.
Yeah, yeah. Okay.
But it thankfully, it didn't. But there are some that aren't good to do that with, by the way. And then I went through all my savings, three loans, 4 years of five different engineering firms, trying to just make a working prototype. And I did get a prototype, but then it was
hold on. Wait, let me back up here. Because this is crazy. This is crazy. So you're telling me, first of all, you had a dream.
Yeah.
Like, you literally just had a dream.
I just had a dream about a product.
So so many people stop there because, you know, who has dreams? You know who has good ideas? Like my 5-year-old nephew, right?
Mm-hmm.
But he's not making toys and not
yeah.
yet.
Yeah.
So how do we go from, I have this idea, I have this dream to let me actually put my feet on the floor and make this start to happen? What did that look like?
For me, it was just, hey, I would like a product like that, like just bling up your hair or, you know. So I'm writing my book right now, and it's weird because you think, well, what makes you special? Are you special? And for me, I just thought it was a good idea. I would like a product like that. And, you know, I do Arbonne with your wife, Christina.
Yep, Arbonne International, yeah.
My
network
buddy.
Marketing
Love
is the
her.
Rage. Yeah.
And so it's mainly made up of women, mostly. And I thought if I had known about that product, I would have heard about it through my Arbonne network. And so
your networks are mostly women, and you're saying you've never heard of anything
I had never
like
heard
this.
Of it, okay. So I thought we would like it. That was it.
Yeah, yeah.
It wasn't like it was, I'm trying to like think of some great reason why I did it, but
you just kept running with it. But
yeah.
What
well, so there is one thing, but we'll say that for another show maybe.
Well, what's that one thing?
Well, I think you're a man of faith. I had a second dream about 6 weeks after my first one, and I don't normally share this. I can't believe I opened myself up to this.
We're just talking here.
Okay.
Get up, Army. We're all friends.
And I had a dream about God, and it was my first dream about God, just so I don't sound like a weirdo Christian or something.
Hey, it's all good. I'm Christian. I might be a weirdo, but it's okay.
That's right. I might be too.
Yay. Hey, you just heard, I don't know if you heard my last segment, but hey, crazy's the new rage, right?
I did hear that.
Normal's boring. So.
It's so true.
Tell us about your abnormal dream.
Yeah, so it was with God, and he said, I want you to make this product. And it was already kind of kicking off that way with the first dream. You know, making me feel like, hey, you know, why did I have this dream? And this is cool. And I remembered it. And then when I remembered that dream with God, like that came to me like in the middle of the day, the next day, I was like, why does he want me to make this product? But it became a very spiritual journey.
I think Noah said that about the ark. Okay. Okay.
So yeah, so it's delusional. Right?
Yeah. So maybe listen to the dream. I mean, I'll go crazy if you want to go crazy. If you want to go Christian, the Old Testament specifically is packed with people who have done revolutionary, historically backed factual things that were, according to the scripture, inspired through dreams from God. So now I'm not saying the blinger is going to save me from a flood, but
no,
but I'm so you were, so it was divine inspiration is what we're talking about.
Yeah. And I don't know why or, you know, but I think my mom said to me recently, she said, I think you were successful with blinger and had such a journey with it, such a struggle with it, so that you could write this book.
Now we're peeling back the layers of the onion. Okay.
Yeah.
So you just said you went through most of your savings.
Mm-hmm. All my savings.
All your savings.
Yeah. All my savings.
For this, because of a dream that
and
you had.
$85,000 in loans.
What?
Mm-hmm.
For because you had a dream.
Yeah.
So not only did you wind up losing your savings.
You're absolutely right when you say that. And I looked probably delusional while I was doing this to everyone.
Yeah. Like the
except
people.
Except myself. I felt like. I don't think I ever quite felt delusional. I felt like
this was right.
Yeah.
You felt it inside.
Yeah.
I wish more of us would have the courage to listen to that inside voice
Weird too, because looking back, I'm like, I can't believe I never once thought about quitting, because I should have many times as I'm reliving.
Okay, here we
the
go.
Journey.
Angie, realistically speaking, you should have quit.
Yeah.
Because not only did you rip through the savings, you went into debt almost six figures.
I went further than that. Once we had a working prototype, which, by the way, this is a crazy part, was just May of 2018. So just last year, May, I was looking to move back to Delaware from Pennsylvania. And we had a beautiful home. I was fortunate to get in a foreclosure. And so it was literally my dream home. But I couldn't take the commute anymore. And I couldn't find something close to that in Delaware. And then I had the working prototype. So I went to my kids and I said, what? I'm going to have to get an investor anyway to build the tool in China and manufacture this. So why don't we just sell the home? I'll take the money from the equity and I'll put it into the blinger. And my kids looked at me like I had three heads. But then my oldest said, you got to do it, Mom. And I mean, they'd been on it with me for 4 years.
Sold your home. You're a single mom. How many kids do you have?
Four.
You're a single...
And three dogs.
Oh, okay, hold on. Because I just
and
want...
a bird now.
I want a bird. What's the bird's name?
The bird's nightmare. Tango. He bites us all.
Tango, you freak. Fly away already. All right, hold on a second. Hold on a second. I want to put the shine on this. I really need to pump the brakes and put the perspective. You are a single mom of four who's going into about six figures of debt, and you have such... unwavering belief that this is just supposed to happen. You sell your home while you're a single mom of four kids.
Yes. And I moved us into a rental townhome. It's nice, but it's a third the size. And built the tool in China. The product, I booked a toy show in Dallas, a booth. And there was a Women in Toys event the day before the show that I found out about. And 2 days before that show, my product arrived to my hotel room in Dallas. Like, I was hugging the FedEx guy. And
you fly to Dallas and you don't even know if you're going to have the product.
It was supposed to be there, but you never know, right? It's shipping from China. It's like FedEx, like not even on the boat. Like, that's how close it was.
Wow. Okay.
Like, I think I spent $2,000 to get those 100 devices to Dallas. And yeah. And then I didn't even know if people were going to like it. Like, looking back, I really do look delusional. Like, what was I thinking? But I didn't think that way in the moment. I was just, I just kept taking that next step. And then I got there, and by Monday night, everyone was talking about my product, talking about that I was going to be Toy of the Year this year. And by the way, we just got nominated for that last month.
Toy of the Year.
Yeah.
Of the Year.
And that's big time. That's like the Academy Awards of toy. Like, you want to be a Toy of the Year.
You are the hottest toy maker of the year.
I could be. I'm just nominated. No, you can vote. You can vote for me, though.
I will vote for you and
thank
get
you.
Up Army. This is a call to action. Before this is over, we're going to find out how we can vote for it to make Angie's Blinger the Toy of the Year. This is
isn't
sick.
Cool? I know.
This is so cool. All right, hold on. We're going to take a break. And if you guys want to start lighting up the phone lines and calling in, we invite you. I don't know if I'm going to let you speak now because I got so many questions. There's so much to find out here. But if you guys want to call in, it's 610-701-9243. Again, that's 610-701-9243. Guys, we're going to be right back with Inventor Angie Sella, and I got more questions for her. We'll try to get you guys on, and we will be right back. 1520 WCHE, the Get Up Power Hour.
like to earn some extra money for the holidays and beyond? WCHE is looking for people to sell radio advertising on a part-time basis. You can name your own hours and still spend time with family and friends. Call now for an interview with our general manager, Donna Saul, or our advertising sales manager, Ron McNeil. 610-692-3131. That number, once again, is 610-692-3131 for a part-time position as a radio account salesperson at WCHE 1520, the talk of Chester County.
Hey, this is Mark from the Get Up Power Hour. Let me tell you about my boy Darren and the rockstar team he's sporting over at Kinetic Physical Therapy. These guys were voted 2015's best private practice in the nation. They're going to give you value, they're going to get you fixed, and they're going to get you back to your it. They not only fix you, they tell you how to stay fixed so you're educated. Contact Kinetic Physical Therapy today in any of their five locations, and you can find Kinetic Physical Therapy on the web. Hey guys, it's Mark from the Get Up Power Hour. Let me tell you about my friends and the premier mother-daughter realtor team that services Chester, Berks, Montgomery, and Lancaster counties. It's the Carol Jones team. Mama Bear Carol and her daughter Karen Rosano have been in the industry and have their finger on the industry's pulse for over the past decade. You definitely want to connect with them whether you're looking to buy or sell property, and it's carolsellspa.com. That's carolsellspa.com. That's 610-608-1862. Once again, 610-608-1862. Hey, the holidays are coming up. You need flowers for your holiday event, for your wedding, just for your decor. Check out Topiary 219. With over 10 years of experience and uniqueness in what they do, they could do any type of floral arrangement and get it out worldwide. Check them out on the World Wide Web at topiary219.com and also all your social media like Instagram and Facebook. Best flowers out of all of Chester County, Topiary 219. Hey, this is Mark from the Get Up Power Hour. Let me tell you about my boy Darren and the rockstar team he's sporting over at Kinetic Physical Therapy. These guys were voted 2015's best private practice in the nation. They're going to give you value, they're going to get you fixed, and they're going to get you back to your it. They not only fix you, they tell you how to stay fixed so you're educated. Contact Kinetic Physical Therapy today in any of their five locations, and you can find Kinetic Physical Therapy on the web.
Hi, I'm Karina Smirnoff from Dancing with the Stars, and you're listening to WCHE 1520.
At you like a pack of sled dogs right after you fell through the ice, baby. Who wants some rum? Right here. Get Up Power Hour 1520 WCHE. Achie. Yo, fam, we are back, and I am on with the hottest, potentially hottest toy maker of the year. And at the end of the show, we're gonna find out how we can put her over the top with our votes from all the people from WCHE and the Get Up Army. We're gonna put the hair blinger over the top. I got right from the first state, the great state of Delaware, Angie Sella, who's talking to us about how, out of nowhere, single mom of four has this dream and creates this amazing product that goes over the top. So take us on this journey. You have the dream. You put yourself in debt. You move your kids out. You basically lose your home. You're in six figures of debt. You lose your life savings because you believed in this product.
Yeah.
So now somehow you wind up at this, what's it called in Texas?
It was the Fall Toy Preview, but now it's called Dallas Toy Fair.
The Dallas Toy Fair. Okay. Mm-hmm. So you go to Texas from Delaware or Pennsylvania area, right? Mm-hmm. And which, insane, okay.
Without my product.
Without your product, hoping it gets there from China. From China, right, in time. Like, I hope number 15 from the Happy House gets to me in time.
Right.
And you're hoping, like, the blinger comes on a boat from FedEx.
Right.
Okay. Woo! So here we go. So now you're at the Dallas Toy Fair.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
And this happens, and you don't know if people are going to like it or,
yeah,
or what.
I don't know.
It's basically, I'm looking at one right now. It's this handheld, it's like a miniature, how do you describe it? Like a crimping looking thing.
Yeah.
But
like
it puts little
compact clam thing. I don't know.
Like a clamp thing. And but it can bedazzle hair.
Here, I'll do my hair.
You're going to bling your hair?
And then you can see it's just like that.
That is so awesome, and it's safe for hair. Look at you. Wait, are you blinging me?
Yeah.
I'm getting blinged. She's blinging me live right here, WCHE. Get up, Army. I am blinging and stinging and rocking and singing. Look at this. Yes, I'm blinged. I'm officially blinged with the
you
toy of the
blung.
Year. I've been blung. Wow, that's a new thing. Okay, all right. So we're you're in Dallas.
Yes.
You go to this thing. What, it's like
right.
a booth? It's like hysteria?
So I rented a booth,
there.
But I knew there was something that happened the day before the show. And I, through my friend and assistant Kimmy, she's like, you're right, there's this event, it's a Women in Toys event, it's Empowerment Day, and you can pitch Walmart there. And I was like,
Walmart?
Oh, yeah,
like Walmart's at this thing, so this
Walmart
is not small
is at, but it's a that the Women in Toys, oh yeah, all the retailers go to this and they check out the next line of toy products coming out from all the manufacturers.
Okay,
so I scheduled two pitches that morning with these toy companies, having no intention of licensing my product. Because I built the tool, right? Like I'm going to be the manufacturer, I'm thinking, which is kind of crazy also, by the way, because it's really hard to fulfill orders for Walmart and Target if they are interested.
Right, right.
Like, you know, you just have to have the capital. And but so I scheduled these two pitches just to get practice for my Walmart pitch at noon, and both companies made me an offer.
Whoa, hold on. What is going through your mind? Because at this moment... You're about to pitch Walmart. Like, this is, forget Shark Tank. Like, you're walking into Walmart with a hair blinger that literally came off a boat.
Yeah.
And you're like, hey, guys, I had this dream. Check this out. Bling, bling, bling. Would you start blinging execs like you just did to me or what?
Yeah. A friend of mine went with me to Dallas and I blinged her hair. She was my hair model.
Yeah.
And, the first two toy companies made me an offer. Walmart said they would come by my booth the next day, you know, but pretty positive. And then that night, one of the women in toys, one of the top ladies at Women in Toys, Mary Kay Russell, she came up to me and she said, would you bling my hair? And literally, I think that's what put me on the map. Besides,
who is Mary Kay Russell?
Mary Kay Russell is just this amazing person, woman. It's a nonprofit, the Women in Toys group. And she's like, I think the only, you know, the main.
One of the honchos of it that organizes it.
Yeah. She's like one of the top ladies. There's several women.
And she's running this, and she comes to you. How many booths are there? How many different toys?
There's probably, I don't know how many women were there pitching their ideas and their products. But there's all these big executives from Walmart and these, you know, these CEOs and from all these toy companies.
Too?
Hasbro's there. All these great toy companies. Jazzwares are there. And
is it like hysteria, kind of?
Yeah. No, not yet. Well, no, it's not because it's all organized. You have pitch sessions and there's mentoring tables. It's a great event. And they do it every year, the day before the Dallas Toy Fair. And she came up to me and she said, would you, you know, bling my hair? And I was like, sure. You know, so I'm opening up the refill packs and doing her hair. And then all of a sudden there's two women standing behind her. And I didn't know what they were doing, but I didn't want to be rude. So I said, do you want your hair blinged? And they were like, would you? And I was like, oh, my gosh.
Wow.
Like, I was like, yes. And then I blinged their hair. And then all of a sudden there was a line. I blinged like 30 or 40 women.
Get out of here.
Hair. And then I went and did another pitch. And then when I came down to the lobby of the World Trade Center there in Dallas, and I came around the corner, there was a cocktail reception that night. Everybody was pointing like in my direction.
Hold on. Stop. Stop. I just got goosebumps. Look at me.
Yeah.
I just got goosebumps. So you go.
You're giving me goosebumps.
you leave the area.
Yeah.
Well, you come into the lobby.
Yeah.
Take us to that moment.
Okay. So I come around the corner, and all of a sudden, as I come around, me and my friend came around the corner, everybody's pointing in our direction. I don't think they're pointing at us. I like look over my shoulder.
Wow.
I'm like, who just walked in here?
Wow, somebody important's here.
Where are they? And that was the beginning of the craziest night of my life. Like literally people were holding up their hand and telling other people to wait, that they were talking to me, like kind of like back off. and people pulling me and I hadn't eaten. I couldn't even get it. Go up, you know, to the bar and get like water. It was the craziest night. Like, so I called my attorney that night and I said, we need to file the international patent. I mean, that was just like how crazy it was.
This is what they talk
that
about.
That was like all in one day. Like I went from not knowing if anyone would even like it to everyone.
You became a rock star, literally.
Like one day.
In the blink of an eye.
And then the next day I had my booth, and all the women in toys, all the other toy inventors and all the women that helped to run Women in Toys, they kept coming by my booth and sitting in my booth and giving me advice and trying to help me. And that was it. That was like the beginning of just this next year.
And this was October
of
last 2018.
Year. Yeah, I know. And now we've sold 20 million.
20 so. Million?
Yeah.
20 million with
yep.
an M?
Yeah, M, the big M.
You just blew my mind.
Yeah. So, I mean, but it was nothing last year. Now it's this huge thing. But me and the kids we're still in the townhouse.
You're still, really?
Yeah. Well, I had to renew my lease and I didn't
have the
money to buy the house yet. So.
Well, we're going to get to that in a few minutes because I want to get personal because you brought it up. So we need to figure this out. But hold on a second.
Okay.
So you're telling me here that because, I'm a personal growth junkie. I've read... The Science of Getting Rich from Wallace T. Wattles. I've read Think and Grow Rich a million times, and all the greats and all these books describe the same exact thing, that when you step out and you go from the competitive space to the creative space, something happens, and when it hits...
You're giving me chills now.
I mean, it's a universal law, right? When you fight through the stuff, it's that 3 feet from gold. When you break from the pack, when you break through your fears, when you step through the boundaries and you go through the fire... Once that happens, the riches come at such a feverish pace, you wonder where they were the whole rest of the time. And you're explaining this.
Yeah.
Like, you lived this. In one afternoon, you basically went from an unknown person to a rock star in this environment.
Yeah.
And now I'm sitting with the person who sold...
It's like a real dream now. dream.
another dream being here on the Get Up Power Hour. You heard it from inventor Angie Sella. I love it. So you literally went from having a dream, going through all this stuff, to now I'm sitting across from the person who created a toy. I don't even know if you can call it a toy, but I could see
there's
bridesmaids and things and bachelorette parties and I don't know if whatever. But you had...
That's coming next year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So you created this item, which now has sold internationally 20 million. 20 million of these.
Mm-hmm.
And
well, I licensed it. I didn't make all this. I licensed it to a toy company and they did it. I mean, like,
it doesn't matter.
I couldn't have done what they did.
Well, you're not Walmart.
They built 12 tools in China.
But they created the platform for this idea that you created 20 million around the globe. And now you are nominated from Toy of the Year.
Yeah, it's amazing. Yeah. And I got to say the name of the company I licensed it to because I don't think I have. And it's Wicked Cool Toys.
Wicked Cool?
Uh-huh. And they just merged with Jazzwares. So those two companies have merged now.
Where can people, like, they want to go and they want to buy the blinger? How do you get
a
blinger?
That'd be awesome.
How?
Anywhere. I mean, well, I don't want to say anywhere, but Target, Walmart, of course. Walmart loves blinger. They love the whole story.
Wait a minute. Walmart and Target, that's like Burger King and McDonald's. How'd you wind up in a Target? Isn't that kind of stepping on the toes of Walmart, or how does that work, or do they...
No, the retailers decide what products they want to bring into their store, and they can both decide to bring the product into their store.
Really?
Yes.
So
they have that freedom.
Mo better. That's what you just said. Wow. All right, listen. We're going to take one more quick break. We're going to take a quick one, and when we come back, I want to get really... personal with you because I want to know how much money you made. I really do. And I want to talk about your future, and I just want to just get on with the blinger here. So we'll be right back. Get Up Army. Do not go anywhere. This is Mark from the Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE. Baby, to Get a Power Hour right here on 1520 WCHE. Watch. Woo-hoo. I'm your host, Mark Hayford, coming at you like a roll of toilet paper when all you need is a Kleenex, baby. Hey, we are talking to rock star brand new inventor for Toy of the Year of the Blinger. Ladies and gentlemen, out of Delaware, it's my guest today, Angie Sella. Angie, you're killing it. I'm getting texts everywhere. I just want to give you tell you and give some shout outs, right? We got Lee from Jacksonville, Florida. We got the boys on the hill over in Exton for Whitford Hills Auto. Brad and Matt are listening, and we also got Jason up in North Jersey. Jersey! That are saying, what's up? And they're
awesome.
They're loving the show.
That's great.
They're loving the product.
How can you not love your show? I mean, like, I'm just listening to you. I'm so fired up. Like, I came in here like, oh, I hope I do a good job. And now I'm, like, ready to go, like, invent something else.
Really? Really? Yeah. Well, I love, you know what? I might grow hair. I got blung. If that's even a thing.
It's a thing now.
It's a thing now, baby. We're going to make Wikipedia pay attention because we're taking it over. So,
yeah.
All right. So, in synopsis so far, you basically, I mean, look, you wound up having a dream. You created this product. You basically put everything on the line. You had laser beam focus, blinders on, didn't stop, fought through all the adversity, and overnight, literally.
Practically, yeah.
You changed your life. So, this was October 2018, was at Toy Fair in Dallas, where you got noticed by Walmart and picked up and $20 million and woo, right? Okay,
yeah.
Now, can you just describe to the listeners, what has this past year of your life been like since this thing went from something that was in your head to something tangible that I'm literally holding in my hand right now?
Yeah.
How?
It's been...
Did I break the blinger? No,
you just put it there.
I just don't know how to bling yet. All right. Yeah, what's your year been like?
It's just been amazing. Like, I literally feel like I'm in a little bit of a dream. Like, it's not all sunken. I don't even think I can think about it, actually, because it would... I don't know. I might, like, pass out.
I mean, well, look, when the fame happens, when things happen, how are you supposed to if you've just had a life of, you know, you just live your life every day and then
That's
you
right.
go from zero to hero, literally,
right.
from what you've described.
Yeah.
Hey,
so true.
Kevin's working the boards here today. He's doing a great job. Kev, can she bling you? Can she bling something? Wait, hold on. I want to video this. We were doing selfies and stuff before. So Angie is blinging Kevin. You're going to bling his beard?
Yeah.
We're blinging his beard right here on WCHE.
That lasted out. Oh, my gosh.
Kevin, you're glowing, baby. You're glowing. Let me see that blinger. Wow, look at you.
I used the last two.
The last two. We got blung. Wow, that's amazing. Kev's blung. I'm blung. Everybody's blinging here. All right. All right. So, look, Angie.
We're blung and having fun.
You have your toys, your product. Now, actually, it's kind of cool because in the packaging, my daughter Jade is on one of the packages. You have many teen models.
She's on, like, one of the main packs.
That's really awesome. Yeah, she loves it. There's people that are actually reaching out to me that want autographed blingers. They want me to buy blingers and my daughter autograph it and send it out to them, which is just
that's so,
so amazing. So not just are you creating a platform.
I'll give you some blingers.
Hey! But you are now creating a platform for other people, which is what successful people do. Successful people don't drag other people down. Successful people lift each other up.
Yeah.
I love that whole mindset.
Yeah.
What's next? Like, what happens now?
Well, we got to get out of the townhome.
Yeah, well, I would think that's going to happen.
Me, the four kids, the five of us, the three dogs,
and the bird.
And the bird.
What's the bird's name again?
Tango. Why
Tango.
Do we have to keep talking about
it? I don't know. I'm just, what is it a parrot?
She's a pineapple cheeked conure.
I don't even know. Did you ever bling the bird?
No.
Yes or no?
No. That's
bling
a great
that freaking
idea.
Bird. That bird goes. We're gonna every walk. We're gonna bling it. Okay. So look.
Well,
what's next?
Yeah. So for really, what I'm doing right now, I'm on a really big deadline. Is I'm trying to write my book because a lot of people want to know, like, how did you do it? And it's like, you know, I can't share 4 years, and then this last year, of course. You know, in a few sentences.
Yeah.
So I'm writing that so I can go, it's in the book. Read
it's in
the book.
Got a book.
No, but I am writing it because I want to, you know, pick at me a little bit and find out, okay, so what is it? You know, why did I keep going exactly? And what was this secret that everybody's looking for? And, you know, of course, there never really is a secret. It's like hard work, time.
Yeah.
Don't quit. You know, these are like, and we keep looking for something else. And I think the only other thing for me would be my faith, of course, but, and,
sure.
you know, that I felt, you know, I was on a mission, you know, like the Blues Brothers or something from God.
Yeah, no.
And, but I want to say to people that, like, I think we worry way too much about what other people think. And you kind of touched on that in the beginning. And I think we need to, you know, be less about that, you know, think instead, be creative, think, because when you step out in faith or in faith of yourself, it doesn't have to be, you know, a religious thing, but when you step out, you you give people, you create in other people, and you inspire other people to do the same thing. And, you know, the world may not need a blinger, but they may need exactly what you have that you could bring to the world, and only you could do it. And I really think that we just, you know, put pride, we say this all the time in my other business, put pride in your back pocket and just step out, go for it. And, you know, another great thing my mom used to always say to me as a kid, don't, you know, what's the worst that can happen? And once you've identified what's the worst thing that can happen, you know, you, unless you're dying or something, you know,
yeah,
it's usually not that bad. It's usually like, okay, if that's the worst, I can deal with it. And
we conjure up, I always say it all the time, fear of false evidence appearing real. And we do it all the time to ourselves.
Yeah.
So much self-sabotaging, which
absolutely
is why I think your story is so impressive, because you just went completely in the other direction against the grain with that. Because you had every reason to stop at every turn.
Every reason. And, you know, looking back, I can't believe I didn't quit. Honestly, I never even crossed my mind. And that is just, you know, that's just crazy to me. But I wanted to tell you also, when you were talking about being realistic,
yeah,
I think the only time realistic is good is when your dream becomes real. And I wrote that down when you were talking.
Say that again.
The only time realistic is good is when your dream becomes real. I know, right?
Kev, I'm
growing
hair.
You inspired me. I'm telling you, you're so inspirational. And you inspired me to write that down, because that, you know, my dream became real, and that's incredible.
Well, I appreciate that, but I don't know if I had too much to do with the blinger, but I'll take
yeah,
it. I'll take
yeah,
it.
But you inspired me for that, you know, that thought that, you know, that's what you want to be realistic in, is your dreams.
Well, I think what you just said needs to go in that next book.
Yeah.
Boom.
Boom.
Do you have a title for the book?
We might just call it Blinger.
And what's an expectation for people? When might that be?
We're shooting for next fall.
Next fall, so
yeah,
fall of 2020.
Yeah.
The roaring 20s, baby. We got 20 days left until the new decade.
I know, I don't want to hear it.
Oh, it's great. The future's bright.
Christmas is in like 13 days.
Oh. Yeah, well, I can think of some gifts we can get some people.
Yeah, right.
We'll bling them up. Gonna get blung this holiday season. Okay, so where can people find this again? You said in Walmart, in Target.
Walmart, Amazon, Kohl's.
Okay. So many people shop online nowadays. I mean, me personally, I like sitting on the couch eating Doritos and getting
yeah,
all the shopping done with my phone. So
right,
go to
yeah,
Amazon.
Yeah. We have some people infringing on the product, so just be careful that it's actually Blinger.
Ah. So now it gets interesting. We're at
yeah,
the next level.
Yeah. Now we're like dealing with that kind of stuff.
But okay.
It's like, I don't know. I'd rather have that problem than no.
Hey, if you're not making waves, if you're not having quote unquote problems, then you're not playing all out, right?
So true.
Yeah.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Simple is easy. When you start being successful, that gets complicated, but it's so much better than the alternative.
Yeah. I just worry that they'll buy the wrong product and then it'll hurt the little girl's hair.
How can people know the difference? Is there a way?
It's official Blinger. It's not official Blingers. It's not. It's just Blinger, you know.
Blinger. Not
Blinger.
Hair Blinger, not the Blinger, not Blingers, just Blinger.
That's right. It's okay. Not bling bling.
And who can use this product? Who do we want to get this product for?
I think your 6-year-olds, 10, 6 to 12-year-olds, I think, are liking it too. And then we're going to launch some really cool stones next year that I think even some of the older girls are going to like.
I was going to say, because I have my own DJ company. I do weddings, parties, and all that.
Yeah.
And what about, like, bridal parties?
Yeah, that's coming next year. We're going to launch more of an adult version of the product.
So this is the very, very early stages, the prehistoric. I cannot look at Kevin with the blinger in his beard. He's got these rhinestones, baby. He is glowing and flossing like a rap video. Okay. Sorry. This is the very early stages of the blinger.
Yeah.
We got more coming. We got books. We got adult products.
Yep. And like version different. I love all the stones. They've made little Easter bunnies, and they've made like literally rhinestones that will go in here for shamrocks.
This is amazing.
Yeah.
This is amazing. I want to thank you so much for coming on here today, sharing with
Mark,
everybody at WCHE and the Get Up Army, just your
You're
journey,
awesome,
your thoughts.
Thank you.
Well,
thank you for having me. This was incredible.
Hey,
to be
like
invited.
I said, we lift each other up. There's enough sunshine for everybody to get a
That's
tan,
right,
and more people need to start stepping out and doing that. So, hey, guys, we're going to wrap this one up here. This is Angie Sella out of Delaware. She has Blinger, which is the up for toy of the year. And Angie, the last thing I want to ask you, how can we vote to make this toy of the year? Where, do you know where we go or how we do it?
I think it's I think it's a toyaward.org.
Toyaward.org.
I think if you look up toy of the year, there'll be a link.
All right, Google toy of the year. Toy of the year, and go overvote for Blinger, and you could say you heard the lady here, and if people want to get in touch with you, is there a way?
And it's in the creative space, because there's lots of nominees, but we're in the creative, it's considered a creative product.
And if people want to get in touch with you, what's the best way to do it?
Oh, yeah, they can email me at angie@hairblinger.com.
Angie, A-N-G-I-E, at hairblinger.com.
Yep.
Hey, guys, it's a wrap. Now, we got one more get-up show until we go into the Roaring Twenties, and I'm going to tell you something. Next week, next Thursday, you absolutely want to tune in because it's the giving season, and Mark Hayford's feeling like he's going to give you something special. So I want you to tune in next week. Hey, for Kev, who's blinging and blung over there, for Angie, who just went from like 20 million, from an idea to 20 million, and from Mark here on the Get Up Power Hour on 1520 WCHE, I want you guys to keep fighting. Don't give up. Go for those dreams. Go for those goals. And let's get really unrealistic. Hey, guys, I'm always in your corner. It's Mark Hayford.